Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're going to talk with the Produce in the Park market manager, Brigham Hoig. We're going to talk specifically now about Harvest Market, which is coming up this next Monday, November 21st. Looking forward to a fun holiday event, the first of a series of them here during the holiday seasons. Brigham, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Well, very good. Cold, but very good. It's that time of the year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, and this is what we look forward to, is those harvest markets to kind of warm us up a little bit. You've got the first of a series of holiday markets coming up here this Monday, November 21st. It's from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. I know you've been working for a few months now on getting this set up. Has it set pretty well so far?
Yes, we are in a great spot for harvest market this year. We've got well over 25 vendors. The weather looks like it's going to be manageable, and all sorts of variety of products. So it should be a great market.
Yeah. For folks who may have attended last year, will they see some of the same vendors? Do you have some returners?
Yes, we do have some returners. I'm really excited to say we've still got Miss Nini's with her gourmet desserts. Now, that is pre-order only, so be sure to get those pre-orders in by Saturday night. But another favorite that we've been having at more of our markets lately is Bridgewater Farm. So excellent organic produce. They've also got a variety of meats, farm fresh eggs, and they always have a good variety of produce even through the winter. So that'll be another exciting one for folks to see.
Yeah. You've got a good variety?
We do. Yes, yes. We've got, I think the holiday markets often make people think of baked goods, and we've got excellent baked goods vendors, Frosting Inc. I mentioned Miss Nini's Claire's Cinnamon Rolls. People love having those at Harvest Market. Kringle Man. Got a new vendor in that category, actually. Holiday Baking is joining us for the first time, so that'll be fun. And then, you know, so we first think about those baked goods, but then we've got excellent produce vendors. We've got a lot of winter squash right now from Rolling Acres Farm, sweet potatoes from Harrisdale. Then we look over at meat, and our meat options have just, like, multiplied in the last year. We've got Noble Provisions, Brinko Farm. I already mentioned Bridgewater. These folks sell beef, pork, lamb, chicken. I already mentioned the farm fresh eggs. We've just got excellent options. And then we've got just really solid craft vendors. Smudge is a candle favorite. Midwest Candles by Britt is another one that was coming to our summer markets that folks have really liked. We've got jewelry and other artwork and some wood crafts and things like that too. So all around really, really good options.
Yeah, really get a head start on your holiday shopping. And I'm not necessarily talking about this next holiday either. The Christmas holiday isn't too far down the road. You can really get a head start here.
Really, that's what I love about our harvest market, is for folks who like to shop early for Christmas, this is a perfect time to do that. And for folks who like to shop last minute, you can shop our Christmas market.
Absolutely. We'll give you a few different options. Now, if folks are looking for some food, too, you mentioned some of the things they can take with them and pre-order, but you'll have some food available there for folks who are, you know, it's into the dinner hour.
Yeah, you bet. So really over this summer, we went all out with making sure that we had good food trucks at our market, and we're going to do that through the holiday season, too. So at Harvest Market, we're going to have Pim's Thai food truck back. That was a real favorite this summer, so I know folks are going to be excited to see Pim's. They'll be parked right out front in the community center, so, you know, grab your food coming and going, whatever works best for you, and then shop till you drop on the inside.
Well, don't drop. We want you to get home safely. You know, one of the things I've kind of enjoyed about some of these markets and visiting with you about some of these, and I've noticed, I'm sure the folks who get there on a regular basis notice too, is that, you know, it's held here in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center, but it's not really an Atlantic event. It's not necessarily even a Cass County event, because you've got folks coming from all over the place as vendors. They find this as a valuable opportunity for them, and consequently, I would guess you probably draw from a wider market too.
Yeah, no, it's really true, Jim. We, our holiday markets do have a much broader draw than our summer markets. So, yeah, we know that we've asked folks where they come from, and we see folks out of Omaha and Des Moines and Harlan and South as well. So we do. These holiday markets have a much more regional pull, and it is fun to see that.
Yeah, not everybody does these in every community, so it's a nice opportunity to bring some folks together from around the area and kind of broaden that circle just a little bit. I want to talk, you touched on the pre-orders. I want to talk more specifically about that. Has that process worked pretty well?
Yes, it has. So really, it came out of the pandemic, and I've talked with other farmers market managers around the state. Pandemic really kind of forced us into making sure we had pre-orders available. But if it continues to be something I get questions about, you know, can I still do drive-through pickup? Yes, you can. You know, some folks are just busy or, you know, they want to be able to plan on an exact pie and just get in, get out, and be done with it. So, yes, we definitely still are offering pre-orders. And we're seeing folks, we're seeing a lot of folks do both. And I recommend doing both. You know, pre-order the things that are only available pre-order and the things you really want to be sure to have. But then go ahead and come in, pick up the pre-order on the inside of the market and shop around when you're there. Because some folks, some vendors don't do pre-ordering, and other times people have a new product that's available last minute that they'll have out. So I think it's a good combination to do both.
Well, sure. And for some folks who do, let's say they do candles, for example, those things aren't going to spoil. So, you know, you can have inventory there, and if you don't sell it all, you can take some home. You can use it again later. It's not a problem. But for those who have perishables or produced pieces, you know, the fine desserts, the cinnamon rolls, those types of things, you know, it's the whole point of this is for them to make some money along the way, too. It is a business they're operating, and if they can cut their losses a little bit by knowing exactly what they need to bring, you know, that's a benefit to everybody.
Yes, it is exactly. That's the way to put it.
Talk also about the some of the other options, too, for payment.
Yeah, okay. So I should mention, when it comes to pre-orders, we'll find all the information on pre-ordering at our website. That's www.produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com. Spell out every word, spell out Atlantic, spell out Iowa. And from there, you'll see some folks have their own individual pre-order sites. Others are using kind of our consolidated site, Produce in the Park, but each place will be linked. So just click on the vendor name, get to the link, and then you'll find the shopping spot. But yes, payment options. Okay, so these have also really expanded in the last couple of years. So online, you can shop with credit card for pre-orders, and you can also say that you're going to pay us for SNAP, also known as EBT, or food stamps, when you pick up your food. So everyone at our market who sells a food product that is SNAP, food stamps eligible, can accept that payment at our market. So, for example, let's get really technical. If you want to buy meat from Noble Provisions and produce from Bridgewater Farm and you have a SNAP card, you can buy both of those things at our market. The other thing that's cool about our market is we are Double Up Food Bucks certified. So we, for folks who have a SNAP card, we can offer, for every dollar you spend on fruits and vegetables, another dollar coupon to spend on fruits and vegetables. These are the same coupons that are actually given out by Fairway and Atlantic. So if folks have extra coupons from Fairway, come and spend them at Harvest Market, or vice versa. If you get some coupons at Harvest Market, you can spend those at Fairway. Other payments, you know, cash is always really easy at a farmer's market, and everyone will accept that. But many vendors have also started accepting credit cards or Venmo payments or PayPal. So we have seen buying options get more convenient.
Very good. I know some of that stuff sounds like it's going to be the younger folks who will be doing that, not necessarily folks like me, but a lot of people are enjoying some of the different payment options.
Oh, yeah, totally. Especially, you know, in cases where you're like, oh, I'm just going to run in and grab something small. And then you look at something and you say, oh, wait, I actually want to get that for a Christmas gift. You know, like, don't have to worry about going back to the ATM. So. Yeah, it's been really good.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, it sounds like you've got quite a bit set up to go and everything ready to roll. I guess the important thing right now is, of course, the day of. It's coming up very quickly here on Monday, but also just remember that pre-order deadline, because that's coming up here, what, Saturday?
Yes, really Saturday midnight is when I really want to cut it off. So go ahead and really get your orders in. The other reason to get them in early is some people only offer a limited number of products. So, you know, we've had some stuff that's already sold out online, so I encourage just jump online as soon as you can and place your pre-order, and then you can either drive through pickup or come on into the community center and pick it up on Monday.
All right. Very good. And again, that harvest market coming up this Monday, November 21st. It's from 3 until 7 p.m., so an afternoon, early evening, at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Bring the family. It's not a problem to come on out with everyone. They'll all find some things that they can enjoy. And as we said, get a head start on some of that holiday shopping also. I'm sure it smells pretty good in there.
Oh, my gosh, it does. And actually, one more note. We have this new thing where we feature our candle vendors, and each of them has a different scent at the entrance to our market. So we have a scent for this market from Spudge, and I think when people walk in, they're going to immediately love the smell.
Put you in a good mood right out of the gate. Very good.
Yes.
All right. Brigham Hoyt, hey, thank you so much for all the work that's been done in putting the Harvest Market together. A lot of folks enjoy that when it rolls around, and it's coming up very soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jim.